Imagine waking up to find your world transformed overnight. No electricity, no running water, no emergency services. What would you do? Throughout human history, survival skills weren't optional extras, but essential knowledge passed down through generations. Today, we've outsourced our safety to systems that can fail catastrophically when we need the most. This disconnect between our comfortable modern lives and the harsh realities of disaster forms the core message of Mike Glover's Prepared. The book has gained a devoted following precisely because it bridges military expertise with practical civilian application, offering a framework for preparedness that doesn't require paranoia, just pragmatism. When disaster strikes, adrenaline triggers your fight-flight-freeze response, which can either save or doom you depending on mental preparation. During the Virginia Tech shooting, student Clay Violent survived by instinctively playing dead, while others froze mentally while remaining visibly alive. Even with Green Beret training, Glover momentarily froze during his first rocket attack in Afghanistan. Proving resilience requires exposure to diverse stressors beyond specific training scenarios. Building resilience means deliberately seeking uncomfortable experiences. Practice skills outside your comfort zone, shooting while moving, taking cold plunges, using saunas. When discomfort sets in, embrace the suck. Special Operations dedicates at least a third of mission time to planning for inevitable failures. The PACE system provides essential redundancy. Primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency options create a progression of responses when your first plan fails. In a house fire, primary is your most direct escape route, front door. Alternate is your backup, back door. Contingency involves more risk but remains viable, master bedroom window with fire ladder. Emergency is your last resort, closest window by any means. Each option requires specific preparations and family rehearsals. The Titanic disaster illustrates how arrogance leads to catastrophe. With insufficient lifeboats, dangerous speeds through icy waters, and no evacuation procedures, the unsinkable ship became a floating coffin. Remember, you cannot wish away catastrophe, you can only prepare for it. Try this exercise. Recall specific details from your last commute. Most people remember surprisingly little despite navigating potentially dangerous environments daily. Developing situational awareness means detecting anomalies, what Glover calls spikes in the pattern. In Iraq, Marine Yusuf Badu's unit recognized that when villagers appeared unusually friendly, deviating from their typical hostility, it warranted investigation. To observe effectively, use a systematic approach like hunting. Break the area into a grid and scan methodically, left to right, then right to left, from bottom up. In combat zones, soldiers employed the 5s and 25s protocol, scanning 5 meters around their position, then 25 meters. The crucial moment in any emergency is, what are you going to do? Everything before prepares you for this decision point. Under high stress and limited time, you must act immediately. Former Army Ranger Tom Flanagan transformed his wrestling career after realizing that wrestling is a bunch of decisions back to back to back, a process-oriented approach that applies to survival situations. In a crisis, your first decision should always be to move away from immediate danger, what Special Operations calls getting off the X. This response increases survival chances and simplifies subsequent decisions by eliminating options and building decision-making momentum. When Tom faced overwhelming enemy fire in Iraq, moving to the roof allowed him to engage enemies and coordinate counterattacks. Police response times average 6-20 minutes across major cities, far too long in emergencies. The Virginia Tech shooter fired 175 bullets in 10 minutes. Sandy Hook lasted only 5 minutes, and Uvalde saw a 74-minute delay. With robberies taking under a minute and arterial bleeding potentially fatal within minutes, self-reliance is essential. Your everyday carry, EDC, should address two questions: how will you defend yourself, and how will you treat injuries? Self-defense options include lethal tools, pistols, knives, and non-lethal alternatives, stun guns, sprays. Choose a concealed carry pistol that balances concealment with capacity. Medical items are often overlooked, yet fundamental. Essentials include a tourniquet and an individual first aid kit with trauma bandages, combat gauze, compressed gauze, and medical tape. Environmental exposure can be deadlier than most threats. Hypothermia can kill in under an hour if core temperature drops below 80°F. A Mylar thermal blanket offers protection by reflecting 90% of radiant heat while retaining 90% of body heat. How you carry yourself serves as your first defense. Standing tall, staying alert, and projecting confidence makes you less attractive to potential threats while embodying these qualities yourself. Hurricane Ida's 150-mile-per-hour winds in 2021 created chaos as unprepared residents emptied stores and clogged highways. This highlights the need for rehearsed escape plans and equipped vehicles, the ability to get off the X when disaster strikes. Your vehicle serves as a mobile shelter. For smaller cars, consider adding awnings or reconfiguring seats for sleeping with storage. Following survival's rule of threes, water remains critical. Even compact vehicles should carry 1 to 2 gallons per family member. First aid for mobility must include trauma care. With 6.74 million U.S. accidents reported in 2019, 13 per minute, and 6% proving fatal, keep equipment accessible even when disoriented, mounted on visors or seatbacks rather than in potentially unreachable trunks. Motorcycles provide an effective but often overlooked bug-out option, being less expensive, easier to maintain than cars, and better for navigating both urban and rural terrain. The greatest danger isn't failing to act when facing imminent danger. It's failing to recognize the danger exists at all. When 10-year-old Tilly Smith spotted tsunami warning signs on Thailand's Mai Khao Beach in 2004, her persistence led to an evacuation that saved everyone, making it the only beach on Phuket without casualties. The most critical survival decision may involve taking a life. Decide beforehand what conditions justify deadly force rather than acting from fear. Often, announcing your presence, using lights, and firm verbal commands can de-escalate situations without violence. Modern comfort has eroded our resilience. The solution? Deliberately push beyond your comfort zone to build discomfort tolerance. During the Titanic disaster, unprepared crew made fatal errors, locking third-class passengers below while launching partially empty lifeboats, demonstrating how awareness and preparation determine survival. Preparedness isn't about fear, it's about freedom. The prepared individual experiences peace, knowing they can handle whatever comes. The 21st century has brought terrorist attacks, wars, shootings, disasters, political unrest, recessions, and a pandemic. Lived experiences affecting millions. True preparation makes you a community asset during crises, assisting neighbors, supporting first responders, and contributing to recovery efforts. The goal isn't merely surviving catastrophe, but thriving despite it. By developing resilience, creating plans, maintaining awareness, making decisive choices, carrying essential tools, ensuring mobility, and establishing a secure homestead, you create synergistic protection layers. In an uncertain world, preparation means taking responsibility for your safety and those who depend on you. When truly prepared, you don't fear the world, you engage with it confidently, ready for whatever comes.